KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Encounter. My name is Fred Zolanko, Regional Manager of Bot Radio St. Louis. And today our host is Judy Redlick. Judy, take it away.
Thanks, Fred. We talk about tragedy in our nation and now the huge trauma of Corona. How many of you wondering, why, God, why is all this happening? Well, Dr. Edward Moody, I've asked him to join us today in the studio, and he's the author of a timely book, First Aid for Emotional Hurts, Helping People Through Difficult Times. Dr. Moody, welcome to Encounter today.
Thank you, Miss Judy. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So you're in Tennessee right now. What's happening up there concerning Corona?
Well, it's not as bad as places like New York, but then when you consider the population, there is a pretty high infection rate. So we're trying to do what the governor and our various governing officials have said. We're trying to lock down and just be careful. And we're encouraging folks to stay safe and to reach out virtually to their neighbors and maybe spend some time, extra time in the spiritual disciplines, praying and reading the word and ministering to neighbors and coworkers and classmates. And that's kind of where we're at this particular point.
Dr. Moody is the director of the National Association for Free Will Baptists. And let's talk a little bit about your first aid for emotional hurts. Have you been able to use some of the concepts in this book as you're helping people through this corona time?
We have, because it's really the same process. So with the situation with corona, there are a lot of people that are frightened, and they should be. You know, we've had people become ill. We've had people who've lost loved ones. We have people that are grieving. Some people have lost loved ones as a result. And then some people, just as the natural part of life, someone has died and we can't have funerals or visitations the way we've done in the past. So what we've tried to do with the book is just like actually lay out a few memes where how do you know if someone is overly fearful, or how do you know if someone is too anxious, or is actually depressed, and then what is it that you might be able to do? And so,
yeah, let's start with a couple of those, Dr. Moody.
Okay.
How do you know if your neighbors are fearful? How do you know if your friends and who to reach out to?
Well, we have social media, and sometimes you can tell by what they put on social media. But the other thing is, we want our folks to just call people and check in with them. And you can say, well, how are you doing? Or you can just start out and say, I don't know when we're going to get to go back to work. And this, I'm about to go stir crazy here in my house. And then let
flustered.
Them sit, listen
yeah, that's
to them.
Sure.
It is true. And sometimes you can tell by the way their voice is. Sometimes people just tell you straight up, I've got to get back to work, or I'm going to lose my job, or begin to talk this way. And so we encourage folks, that's really observation. You're observing that this person may be depressed or may be anxious or whatever the issue could be, but then just listen to them. Just take the time to listen. Some of them are alone and they don't have anyone they can talk to. Some of them may be with a spouse and they've heard it as much as they want to. So you're another ear, set of ears. Listen to them and then look for things you might be able to do, actions you might be able to take. And we do encourage folks, think about a passage that's been helpful to you, maybe like Psalm 46 or Philippians 4, and say, hey, I'm worried just like you are. A passage that's been helpful to me is Psalm 46. Could I read that to you? And also offer to pray with one another, to help each other. And so we're all in a kind of a bad situation here. We're encouraging folks to use the spiritual disciplines, prayer, Bible study, and get away from the social media and in our televisions for a bit. Take some time to be out safely, of course, and then focus on others. And I think it can help us to calm ourselves down, but also help us to help other people that are reacting pretty poorly or having a lot of difficulty with this particular situation.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about ways that we can help ourselves get our eyes off ourselves and off of our fears. Maybe you could share some more of those ways. That was a real helpful tip you just gave.
Well, I think, and we've encouraged our pastors to kind of set up groups in their churches where everyone gets touched. Everyone is touched. And then if you've got people that are at risk, you know, with because of age or because of health, then you touch those people, you know, two or three times. So I think it helps just to stop and sit down. Who is it in my congregation? Who is it that I worked with or I went to school with? Who is it in my family? And I just make me a list of people that are a little bit more at risk. And I may have people in that category, and I may also have people that are just buddies, you know, that I these are my friends, and I need to check on them too.
Isn't there some fear associated sometime when you think about, well, how can I approach this subject with my friends or my colleagues or my coworkers? How do you get through that fear, talking to your friends about such sensitive things?
I think just talk to them. Just call them. You pray for them. Call them. How are you guys doing? And I think people will begin to talk and people will begin to share. And I think it'll kind of naturally lead into that. If you've got something you're particularly afraid of, you know, I'm wondering how long we can stay out of work and yet they continue to pay us. You know, I'm wondering when this $1,200 check or whatever will come from the government. When you start interjecting things like that, then it gives another person, well, I'm worried too. And I just don't have that I'm worried about. I'm also worried about X. When we start to share a little bit of our own concerns, it kind of gives them an opportunity to share too. And usually when we do this kind of thing, if we do it right, it doesn't come across like I called you to fix you. No, I called you and I ended up talking to you. And as a result, both of us ended up feeling better.
Dr. Edward Moody wrote the book Timely in This Situation with Corona, First Aid for Emotional Hurts, helping people through difficult times. I'm Judy Redlich, and you are listening to Encounter. Ah, Dr. Moody, I could ask you for tips all day. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share that might, in the conversation, be something that we need to specifically listen to? Fear, anxiety, loneliness, what else?
Well, we need to listen for depression, for sure. So if we have people that start talking about things like, I don't see how I could keep going, or I don't see how I'm going to get through this, or I don't see light at the end of the tunnel, then those are places where we do get really directly involved. And I will say, from the professional helping side of that, that is a concern. Especially men, when they lose their jobs or think they're going to lose their jobs, can become far more concerned, and it can become far more dangerous. So part of that is you do want to be regularly checking in with folks, because if people are going to deteriorate, it will be obvious. The kinds of things they talk about, their voice tone, and those things, that's when it gets to be pretty serious. And in those situations, we try to be an encouragement to them, but we also just start saying things like, you know, it sounds like this is impacting you physically. You should maybe look at getting to see a physician, and maybe I could help with that. So if we do get in a situation where it becomes somewhat dangerous and people go down that road, we get real active and unfortunately have to get involved in that.
Dr. Moody, we just have a little bit of time before the break, but how do you recommend people get more involved in their friend's situation if that is the case?
So if someone becomes quite depressed, then I think you could involve other friends. And then if you absolutely had to, in other words, if it became clear someone was in that dangerous situation, that's when you involve some of our authorities, some of the professional helpers in the community, and even the law enforcement. But that's where, like, you've got a coworker who starts to spiral down, and you begin to talk to other folks. Hey, could you check in on Jim, see how they're at? And sometimes the extra help ends up rallying the person and helps them to not deteriorate further. But then if, as a group, people begin to, you know, I called him and he won't take my call, or I called him and all he could talk about was this, then you know, all right, we're going to have to involve some professionals. And that is where you would just use your law enforcement to help you with that particular situation.
Hey, Dr. Moody, we're going to go to a break. Dr. Edward Moody is the author of First Aid for Emotional Hurts, Helping People Through Difficult Times. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. We really want to know how you're enjoying this series, if you're learning some stuff from it. Email me, jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. I'd love to have some more subscribers to my website. And every time that we post something new there, like a blog post or a show, you'll get a little email saying there's something new on judyredlich.com. Now, let's go back to Encounter.
Welcome back to Encounter. I'm Fred Zolanco, Regional Manager of Bot Radio St. Louis. And if you've been listening for any time at all during the coronavirus crisis, you know we've dedicated all of our Encounter programming to talking about that issue and how, as Christians, we should be approaching this time of travail. Our host today is Judy Redlich. Judy, take it away.
Thanks, Fred. I have found this whole time period is a good way to connect with friends, and it seems like friends are more open to talking. My guest is the author of a book called First Aid for Emotional Hurts, Helping People Through Difficult Times, Dr. Edward Moody. Dr. Moody, do you find that people are more open at this time to really share about their lives and themselves?
I think so. I think they've got some time to slow down a bit, to think about their current situation. And I do think they're more likely to speak to family members and to speak to friends and even coworkers during this particular time. So I think it is an opportunity for us, as Christians, especially, to be like an ambassador, to be a helper to people that are in our family and people that we've worked with in the past.
What tips do you give, Dr. Moody, to employers who have to face this whole thing with possible layoffs?
I encourage them to keep making contact with their employees. Even we've got the stimulus package or the CARES Act, whatever one would call it. And I know employers are in a difficult situation. They're trying to figure out how to navigate this. And sometimes if they are with employees, it's hard, I'm sure, to know, because they don't want to lie, but they also have to make a profit. But from a spiritual and even a psychological standpoint, the more contact I think they can have with their employees, it's more likely to build goodwill, and it's also more likely to build a situation where they'll be healthy. So, like, if they can make weekly contact, and depending upon the particular setting, it might even be helpful if folks did a Zoom where you can see each other and maybe not get so much into how it's impacting the business, though that may be necessary, but just give people a chance to check in, to see how they're doing, what they're up to, and there can be great value just seeing the face of a coworker or someone that you've not been able to see for a week or two. So just maintaining contact, keeping communication, I think, would be helpful, though I know there are certain legal parameters they have to be careful about. But it would probably go a long way with those relationships with their employees.
when we think of so many people dying through this pandemic, if you have a friend or a loved one who has died, how does one approach that person who has just had that loss and help them the most?
Well, that is a hard thing, and that's something we had a pastor in with our group that his wife passed away last week, and you know, he basically just put a message out, and he indicated what had happened, and he went ahead and talked about in his email they wouldn't be able to have a funeral. You know, they would have to have more of a graveside situation and talk through those kinds of things. So for someone like that, I think we constantly, you know, we have periods where we reach out to them. We reach out, we message them. I think it's better to do it privately than like to put something out for everyone to see. And we're feeling through this ourselves. Do we send flowers? Do we send, you know, what do we send? And the, I think the key thing is that we do not forget them. So we call, we check in, we send messages to them, and then we're doing those things now, but we also want to do them even after. So one of the things in studying the 1918 pandemic, we see that it was easy for people to get lost in the big numbers of people that passed away. And so from a grief standpoint, if we just do not allow that to happen, if it does become safe later to have a funeral with others, perhaps that would be a good thing to do, to remember the anniversary of the death, and we hope we'll be in a different spot, you know, a year from now, but to really pay attention for that person. So the normal things we would do with grief, we try to make that happen as much as possible, but this is going to be a what we often call a complicated grieving situation, because like in the U.S., the first 100 people that died here pretty much died by themselves. So you're going to have that whole dynamic that will happen as a result of this. And it's almost like you give yourself permission. This does not feel right. This is not the way it usually goes. It's okay to be upset about that. And then we're looking for ways that we might be able to do some of the things we've done in the past, even if it's later, to try to help ourselves through this. And I guess the main thing we consider is it's going to be harder for folks losing a loved one as a result of this or at this time period than it would have been like a year ago. And we know they're going to need some extra attention or support. And we've just got to keep looking at ways that we might be able to do that.
What are some other ways we can give extra support, and what questions should we avoid to ask them?
Well, I'll do the last one first, and how did they get it, if it's COVID-19, or not to be doing things like in a blaming part. Did they go places, or were they out when they, after the government had said not do that? So we don't want to be blaming people. We don't want to be blaming others. You know, if the government had have done X, this wouldn't have happened. So those are some of the things that we shouldn't do. Right now, we're just limited in what we can do. And so we're trying to do our best to make contact and to make it fairly regularly, more like on a daily basis. But then once our lives do have somewhat more of a normal part to it, we don't forget them then. So that's where this is really going to take off. It shouldn't ever feel like, well, this person died and it was just lost in the fog of what happened during COVID-19. There has to be a way of remembrance. And a thing that we can do is send stories to them. I remember when they did such and such, or talk about how they helped us. Making sure that folks understand this person's life mattered, and just because they died at a time where we can't have the same kinds of celebrations of their life, it doesn't mean that it was less important or not remembered as much.
Dr. Edward Moody is my guest. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Dr. Moody wrote the book First Aid for Emotional Hurts. helping people through a difficult time. Dr. Moody, how can people get a copy of your book?
Well, they could go to Amazon.com. They could also go to D6Family.com and order it through Randall House. And then, as we like to say, where all the good books are sold, but just so they buy it online, they can get a copy of that. They could also check out the website, firstaidforemotionalhurts.com, and there's a Facebook site that they might go and like, and we put interviews like this on there as well that could be a help to individuals.
firstaidforemotionalhurts.com, great site. Now, as you are the director of the National Association of Free Will Baptists, I'm sure you're thinking about ways you can offer leaders, church leaders. This is not going to be same old when we all get back to work and when churches start having church services in their churches. What tips do you offer church leaders as you've been kind of contemplating this whole thing?
Well, we're trying to get them to think about the long term. So until there's a vaccine that is widely disseminated, people in high-risk categories are going to be, they may not really be coming back to worship. And so we're thinking about how can we minister to them? What can we do? And we're trying to put a lot of emphasis on discipleship. So large groups will be a problem for a long time. So what is it that we can do in small groups? What is it that we can do one-on-one when that becomes more appropriate? And really, we're trying to get our churches prepared to think about how Jesus told us to go and make disciples. Jesus worked with a small group, his own disciples, for the most part, the important work. And so thinking about doing Bible studies, thinking about supporting each other, thinking about doing real friendships. And so it may be that public worship, big gatherings are going to be problematic for a good while, but that should make us hungrier, we think, for one-on-one kind of discipleship or small group kind of discipleship. And we're trying to get our churches more geared toward how can, at this moment, we do a Zoom talk with about eight guys or eight ladies or even a mixture where we look over passages and apply them to our current situation. And we'll need to continue that on for many of these high-risk individuals after this subsides, because if it's like the 1918 situation, it could come back pretty bad in the fall, and it's going to be a problem until there is a particular way to immunize against it.
God has a plan. My guest has been Dr. Edward Moody, director of the National Association of Free Will Baptists. He also wrote the book First Aid for Emotional Hurts that you can get from firstaidemotionalhurts.com. Dr. Moody, thanks so much for joining me for Encounter today.
Thank you, Miss Judy. I really appreciate it.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.